This is the brief on the 2026 Charlotte real estate shift. If you're viewing Charlotte through a 2021 lens, you're absolutely missing the market. Because as of April 2026, 15 massive infrastructure and development projects are rewriting property values, basically acting like a software update upgrading us from quiet Southern City 1.0 to Global Hub 2.0. First, take Atrium Health's The Pearl. This 26-acre Midtown Innovation District is now fully operational with the Wake Forest School of Medicine, literally flooding the local housing market with high-income medical and tech buyers. It makes you wonder, is distance to The Pearl the new gold standard for home equity, replacing traditional metrics like school districts? Well, this massive influx of new, high-income residents is naturally driving demand for entirely new living ecosystems. Second, we're seeing these insane cities within a city. Check out the 1,400-acre River District on the west side, with over 85 homes already sold and 318 units leasing. Or Ballantyne's The Bowl, which is now a self-contained urban node featuring an amphitheater and a highly anticipated Wegmans. I mean, is the traditional suburb dead? Buyers just don't want to commute to the city anymore. They want the city built right in their backyard. But the city isn't letting these nodes stay isolated, because infrastructure is actively stitching the core together. Finally, we're totally erasing old boundaries. The I-277 rail trail pedestrian bridge kills the highway moat between South End and Uptown. It's kind of like two rivers merging. As South End's skyline shifts to a high-density corporate HQ environment, it pushes South End rental rates right into the Uptown core. So, does Uptown lose its unique identity, or does the center just become one massive, unstoppable super district? Standard real estate advice is officially outdated, and a property's inventory velocity is now directly tied to its proximity to these major infrastructure milestones.